It's the Mornings with Ed show. Welcome to the program. And I promised you a great live performance a little bit earlier this morning. We have Davis live in studio. Brand new single is All Right off of the EP titled by the same name. We're going to hear All Right coming up in just a little bit. But first, I want to hear something called Underdog. Laguna Beach live from the beautiful Julie Lawton Design Build Studios right here. KX93.5. This is Davis. From our beautiful Julie Lawton Design Build Studios here in Laguna Beach. That's Davis live in studio. Davis in all caps for when you're searching for Davis. That song was called Underdog. I definitely want to ask about Underdog, but first let's hear All Right.
Like Indiana Jones. take a screenshot of your hopes and dreams. Lewis and Clark, it leaves for a fee. You could be anything you want to be. You could even be me if you want to be. It's your choice, your life. Better live it up while you got time. Hey, everything will be alright. Because today, time is on my side. I just wanna say I'm not afraid of whatever gonna come my way. Alright, everything gonna be alright. Everything gonna be alright. I said it now.
That is the title song, All Right. Davis is here in studio with us, and a very good morning to you. Thank you for getting up this early today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, sounding great this morning, by the way.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Are you used to doing 9 a.m. shows?
No. I'm kind of an early bird these days. I think, like, the weather, it just... It's been so hot, like so early, I just kind of can't sleep through it. But no, not used to singing this early for sure.
Yeah, well, today, we got a break today. It's no longer that oppressive heat thing today. Yeah, we got a break. The song we just heard, All Right, what a great groove that has, man.
Thanks, man.
It has just a really cool vibe. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I played every instrument on that song and the whole EP. That song came about, I wrote it just... in my bedroom and, you know, just strumming acoustic guitar. Right. Started that way, as many of them do. And it honestly just kind of came really quick. I just sang like the first thing that, you know, was in my head.
Right.
The song was written in about 10 minutes.
Right.
And usually the good ones are like that.
Right.
You know, the
you just know it as you're writing.
You just know it, like you're kind of singing a bunch of ideas that maybe you were working on for other songs, but it all just kind of came together. And yeah, All Right, I just wanted it like free and easy and just kind of almost like a summer jam.
Right. And you titled the EP, All Right. Am I crazy?
Yeah, it's kind of like the mantra like throughout. You know, the EP has definitely different moods and each song is kind of a different, you know, color, aspect or whatever emotionally. But, you know, the whole theme about it is like, hey, through it all, everything's going to be all right.
Right.
And
on.
Almost like if you tell yourself that enough, it'll happen.
You know? Yeah, I get that. So the two songs that we heard today, are quite different. So All Right has that cool, bouncy vibe. Underdog, you weren't in that same emotional state when you wrote that, I'm sure.
That's right, yeah. Underdog was very much in a kind of a chaotic headspace and very much like came out of frustration, you know, just feeling like, you know, kind of, I don't know, just kind of feeling... beaten down a little bit and feeling like, oh man, it's like the world has knocked me down again.
Right.
Well, you know, I'm the underdog. I'm going to get back up and, you know, almost like telling myself, like, it's all good. I've been here before.
Right.
I'm the underdog like I've always been.
Right.
So let's get back up.
Do you usually cheer for the underdog in other situations?
Yeah, definitely. Right. I think you know, if it's like a big, like, sports. If it's like the NBA finals, you know, I'll usually root for like not Golden State. It's like they're so good, you know.
And to our listeners in San Francisco and the Bay Area, he's, you know how it is, man.
No, only because they're amazing and like
they're awesome. Yeah, the but you always want, it's like the New England Patriots. You want to root for the underdog.
You
don't want the guys that win all the time. I get that.
Yeah.
So when did you start playing? Tell me about your youth a little bit.
Yeah, I started playing, you know, definitely when I was like really young, started playing guitar like in high school, you know, and then after college, like started a band here in OC and, you know, did that for a while. And then once the band broke up, you know, kind of just went solo,
right?
You know, kept writing songs, kept performing. But it just felt natural to like just go by Davis because all the songs were kind of more personal and just,
right,
you know, kind of stories that were like about my life specifically.
Right. Now, have the difference between having a band and going solo. Obviously there's that creative, there's no tug of war creatively, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it can be a lot more freeing just on your own because you can kind of chase down any idea and not have to like run it by a committee.
Five other people.
Yeah, three other dudes, with a lot of opinions, you know? So there's good in that aspect, but, I still play live with a group of musicians, so with a band dynamic, and that really helps because, you know, if I don't know, sometimes I can get in my own head, you know, as a writer, and then I'll think an idea will work in a band setting,
right.
Then when I bring it to my guys, it like totally doesn't work,
right?
So I kind of have the best of both worlds,
which is kind of cool.
Yeah. I guess, like, you know, creatively, selfishly, I can kind of do whatever I want.
Right.
And sometimes play with a band, sometimes just play acoustic.
Right. Now, emotionally, we mentioned all the different emotions that you'll find when you listen to the EP, All Right.
Yeah.
Do you find it easier to write when the emotions are dark or when it's a happy thing like the All Right? When is it easier to put pen to paper for you?
Man, that's a good question. All songs, you know, I wish there was like, you know, every song feels random. You know, I wish there was just like some formula, because if I figured out a formula, I would be doing it all the time, you know. But it kind of, you know, depends on the period in my life. I mean, at the very moment, I feel like I'm a lot happier than I was maybe a couple years ago.
Right,
so like
right.
A lot of the songs I'm writing right now are definitely more upbeat, more happy. You know, I'm living by the ocean, so I'm definitely inspired by that. Just the rhythm.
How can you not be, man?
Yeah.
How can you not be?
The songs are kind of like breathing a little bit more, you know, almost, not more beachy, but maybe.
Right.
But yeah, it kind of just depends. A few of the songs on this EP, there's one called Peace, Love, and Rock and Roll that was just, again, came out of, Peace, Love, and Rock and Roll came out of just, again, kind of another period in my life out of desperation, just going like, oh, I'm broke, nothing's working, just give me a little, I just want a little peace and love and rock and roll. Like, that's it, you know? So, yeah, sometimes songs come out of that way, like just kind of like, oh, like, I gotta get this out of me.
You know,
it says what I need to say. And others just kind of breathe and, yeah.
Right.
Or casual.
Right. So where are you seeing yourself here in the next couple of years?
Yeah, next couple of years, I'm already working on new material, so I'll definitely be releasing, you know, new stuff coming up, definitely playing shows. I can see the songwriting is getting a little bit more, I don't know, I feel like I'm getting out of the trenches, you know?
And
I've been writing, like, for so many years, I've been kind of feeling like I've written, like, in a trench, almost like in a Bob Dylan kind of style.
What a
like,
great description, yeah.
Street level,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm kind of getting a little bit more in the clouds and a little bit more, I don't know, dream, kind of optimistic,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
So yeah, the next couple of years, optimism.
Great description. You nailed it with writing in trenches.
That's
a great description there.
Yeah, because, you know, for a long time I was writing almost like very realistic, like almost like a realist, you know, very much like literally here's my life. I'm broke. I don't have anything. Let me write about it and tell you about it. But now I'm kind of, after getting that out of my system and so many songs like that, Underdog included, like now I'm kind of just seeing things. I don't know. I'm reaching a little bit more for optimism, kind of heading toward, I don't know, the positivity, you know? I mean, I just feel like right now more than ever, you know, 2019, it's like trying to find optimism in your daily routine and hope, you know, is
you got to find little pockets of it.
There you go. Yeah. That's what I'm into.
Yeah.
You
know? I love this guy. I'm loving this guy already. So, you're, and again, you're behind the scenes, we'll keep her behind the scenes, but Haley just recently shot a video for you, right?
Yes.
So what song was it? All Right. That was the video. Okay.
So Haley shot the video for All Right.
Hi, Haley.
Hi.
So Haley's tell me about the video.
Yeah, Haley wants to tell you all about it.
Wow.
No, we shot it. We shot it over a few months, all throughout Orange County. We shot it in Huntington a lot. That's where I live, in Huntington Beach. So we shot a lot there. We shot at my older brother's backyard with a skate ramp and little kids. And,
and a tap out shirt, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah. We wanted it to be, I don't know, how would you describe it? It's just kind of like, I guess, random, but...
Random, but like pretty clear cut, like upfront psychedelic kind of acid trippy.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounded
yeah.
fun to make something like that.
We kind of told me it's like Disney on acid.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. I love that. I love that. Okay. And was it hard for you? Was it hard to keep him in line during the shoot, or is he easy to work with?
He's pretty easy to work with. Right. He's not too much of a diva. Like,
there's a lot of stuff. We shoot all the time. I think our philosophy with videos is like, it's never just like one day that's a wrap.
Right.
It's always like, hey, we'll do a shoot here. We'll pick the very best stuff. And then if we got to keep going, we keep going another day, you know? So, I mean, we probably did a bunch of shoots and a lot of stuff didn't work. Like riding a bike on the beach. That
really didn't work.
Well, that's hard to do. That sand is pretty thick.
It's so hard to do.
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
It was like low tide too. I was like, oh, this would be easy. Like I've seen people do that all the time.
Yeah.
On a beach cruiser.
These are people with legs that are just like the size of your torso and stuff.
Yeah. These are professionals. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you missed any portion of this, you can catch it on the podcast. We're going to put it up on the KX935 website. Go to the podcast page. Look for Mornings with Ed. It'll be up later on this afternoon. This is Davis. All caps, by the way, when you look for him. Where can we find you, by the way? If we're going to look for you on social media, if we're going to look for you out and about, where do we find your music, man?
Yeah, you can find me anywhere online. The social media handle for any of those websites is @unofficialDavis.
Unofficial Davis for all of those handles.
For all of those.
@unofficial. Yeah. I like that, man. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, totally.
Right on.
I mean, everyone's doing everything officially, so I'm the guy who's doing it unofficially. <You know?
laughs> Davis, thank you so much for coming in studio today, man.
Me,
we're looking forward to having you back, man.
Appreciate it.
All right. And thank you, Haley, man.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
That. All right.